Today's daf is the daf Nun Ches. So let's take it from the very top line of Nun Ches Amun Aleph. The Gemara on Amun Beis had been talking about the machlokas between Rava versus Rav Huna bar Chinna and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nachman. But what the halach is if a guy were to touch Yain Shlo b'Kavana. So Rava thought that wine would be considered mutter b'Ana, but Rav Huna bar Chinna, Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nachman felt that it was Aser. So the Gemara now says the very top line of Nun Ches Amun Aleph, Ikle Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nachman le'mechuza. One time Rav Huna was visiting the place of Rav Nachman in Mechuza. He tells us a whole long discussion we're not going to go through. He has a whole other gears here. Different people going to different towns. We're going to take the gears in front of us. This is Rashi's gearsa. So Rav Huna b'Rei de Rav Nachman was visiting Mechuza. And Amar le Rava, Rava says to Rav Eliyakim Shemai, Rav Eliyakim apparently was his shamish. So he said to shamish Rav Eliyakim, Tarek Gali Delonisi Inish Dinitra. When Rava found out that Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Nachman came to town, he got a little bit nervous. He said, Tarek, close the door so this guy doesn't come bother me. Look at Rashi, three lines down. Tarek Gali Sagra Hadelas, close the door. Shemizyare me Rav Huna, he was scared of Rav Huna. Shloyik Pechenu Behalachos al Divrei HaMachlokasim. He was scared he's going to start questioning him on the machlokas they had with regards to a guy touching the yayin. So even though he closed the door, Rav Huna was a strong individual. All Lugave, he weighed his way in to the innermost room of Rava. So Amarlei Kiai Gavnamai. So he says, what's the psak when it comes to a guy touching Yain? Amarlei Aser Afilu Bahana. He says Aser Bahana. So he says, what do you mean? We had a machlokas a little while ago. V'hamar hu damar shich shich ein osa Yain nesech. Rava, we just saw in the previous daf. They had this conversation earlier that the shich shich alone does not make something aser bana. Rava says if a guy touches yain, it's not aser bana. But now in front of his face, Rava says that it is aser bana. So Rava responds back that Eimer de Amr Ani, granted I said lebar midmei dahu chamra. I said what's mutter bana? Everything except for the value of that particular wine. Meaning not the entire wine is going to be aser, only that wine that was shaken. But the actual wine itself that was the shich shich done, did I ever say that wine is mutter b'hana? Only that particular wine would be aser b'hana. So Amar Rava, so that's what he ended up changing. He was choser, he changed his mind. Rashi says, d'mei ha'hu chamra, tahu b'davla mi'amrinan. Modina Bey, he admits that tzarech laholich dam avli amamelch. You have to throw the value into the water. V'dmei shar hayayin shebechaves mutter. So that case in the previous page was when a guy walked into the store and he started to shake one of the bottles. So he says, not the entire store, not the whole store is an usher. I was referring to when I said mutter, the whole store is mutter. What is usher? That particular bottle that he shook, that bottle is usher. You see here, Rava retracted. Unclear whether Rava retracted simply because he was scared of Rav Huna, or maybe he ended up giving in to Rav Huna, and this was his psak. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rava ki asu la Pumpadisa. When Rava made his way over to Pumpadisa one time, Akvan Nachmani Shmaita Masnisa de Aser. So he was then Nachmani, who Mefarshim tell us was Abaye. Machlokes, whether his name was Abaye, his nickname was Nachmani, or his name was really Nachmani, his nickname was Abaye. Some say his real name was Abaye. He was a Yosem Abaye, and he was raised by his Rebbe, Rabba Bar Nachmani. So Rabba just gave him called him like his own child. He named him after his father. I mean, his real name was Abaye, but he named him Nachmani after Rabba's father. That's one pshat, but his real name was Abaye. Others say Nachmani was his real name. But Rabba couldn't call him Nachmani because Rabba's father's name was Nachmani. So he called him Lashon of Abaye, my father's name. You have my father's name, and therefore he called him Abaye. So anyway, so in Pumpadisa, so Nachmani or Abaye had built up a number of questions against Rava on this sugya. He brought Shmaitz, he brought a Marok statement, and a Masnis and a Tanaic statement against Rava that both say it's usher when a guy touches the wine. So what are these two different proofs? So Shmaitz, there was once in Maisa Dahava bin Harda, that once took place in Harda. Vasa Shmuel. And Shmuel said that if the guy touches it, it's usher. B'Teveria, the same thing happened. V'Aser Rabbi Yochanan. So Amrilei, some say, why did they say it was Aser? Only because the fish ain't b'nei Torah. Since they're not b'nei Torah, so they were machmir because they were concerned if they permitted a guy to touch the wine. And they said the wine is permitted. Who knows what else it might lead to? So they were just simply machmir in that situation. And the then thing where it says though Amrilei. So then he says Teveria b'nei Harda ain't b'nei Torah. The Mechuzah b'nei Torah. So then he responded back that, when Abai said these stories of Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan says it's Asr when a guy touches the wine, so I said back to them, Rabbi said back, that's only because Lav B'nai Einam B'nai Torah, and we're Machmir. But in general, in a city where they are full B'nai Torah, you don't have to be Machmir, and in fact, when a guy touches the wine should be Mutter. But then Abai responded back, Nachmani responded back, Amar Li, he says back to me, Tiveria Narda in B'nai Torah, the Mechuzah B'nai Torah. You think only Narda and Tiveria are cities that don't have B'nai Torah? Mechuzah is full of B'nai Torah? Not true. Even Mechuzah doesn't have B'nai Torah. In other words, you're right, maybe Mikra Din, there's room to say when a guy touches Yain, it's Mutter, but since in all over the place, people are not B'nai Torah, we have to paskin Lahachmir and say the wine is Asr. So that was a Shmaitza that was against Rava's Psa. What's a masnisa? What's the brisa that goes against his psak? The argadmin, which Rashi explains here, argadmin, if around like 10 narrow lines up here, Adam ha-mamuna lishmor ha-midos b'mitzvas ha-melech. He's the officer who's in charge of measuring all the different, goes into different stores. Shelo yishaku b'hem, so they shouldn't cheat, they shouldn't lie. It's like the FDA making sure they're saying the ingredients that are going in are exactly what they said. V'toem ha-yayin, he tastes the wine. V'nase sirsu b'nem, he ends up being the agent in between the government and the workers. So this is our godman. So Rashi, Gemara explains now. Ovid Kochavim, so this agent of the government is a non-Jew. Shekodach b'minekes v'hela. So he uses like a straw. If you look at Rashi, how he explains this, Rashi says five lines up, Shekodach b'minekes, shenekeves ha-megufas ha-chavis b'minekes. He makes a little hole in the barrel with a straw. V'helas ha-yayin derech ha-minekes, and he sips up the wine through the straw. Hu kanechol, it's like a tube. It's a hollow tube. Hamotzi umala hayayin ad pivitama. So he goes from store to store, checking them out, tasting the wine, seeing what it, if it's really what they say it is. So this is the job of this person. So oh shetamin akos, or they tasted some of the wine. Vehechzir then pours it back into the chavis. So what happens? What's the halacha in these scenarios of the FDA guy going around testing out all the wine? So zehaya ma'isa, this was a ma'isa of asruha. And they said the wine, the remaining wine in the chavis is actually going to be asr. My lab b'hana, does it not mean that the remaining yayin is asr? So you see, this is against Rava. Rava's thought that the wine, when a guy touches it, is actually mutter. But this brisa clearly says it's asr, and Rashi points out it's asr. My lab b'hana. The afagav del shalob kavanas nisach hi, having a mak, even though he didn't have intention of shaking it, of doing any nisach, simply touching the wine is going to render the wine asr. So, says Rav in defense, lo b'shtia. They didn't say it's asr b'hana, this wine. The wine remaining in the chavis after the individual tested it out with drinking through a straw, it's asr to drink the remaining wine, but in terms of hana, that's permitted. So the Gemara says, really, if it's permitted, ihachi, if it's really permitted, the Brisa should have said, listen, yimchar. It should have said you should sell it, because the Brisa says if this argadam, argdamim over kochavim, if he tastes it, it says vasruhu. It should have said yimchar, let it be sold. You could sell it. It's not asr bana. Kidakatani seifa. That very Brisa in the end ends up using lashon yimchar, selling it. So we know the Brisa used the term yimchar. So if it's really mutar bana, it should have said yimchar. What's the Brisa? What's the seifa? A charam over kochavim. What's a charam? Rashi explains a charam four lines up from the bottom here is Meshuga Ubal Merivo. It's a crazy non-Jew, a guy who fights a lot. Umimahir Lasso Shaloba Kavana. He does things without Kavana, he just acts without really thinking much. So what's the lacha, says the Gemara? Charam Oved Kochavim Shehoshid Yadul Chavis. He sticks his hand in different things of wine, doesn't pay attention, it's all over the place. Ukasavar Shal Shemin, he thought it was oil he was touching. Benim Tishayim, it turns out he was actually touching wine. Zeha Yamai, so that was once a real Shiloh that came up. Vamru Yimchar, they said sell, it's not Asr Bana. So we're saying, just like the Sefer says a Lashon of Yimchar, sell it, so the Reisha should have also said Yimchar. And the fact that Reisha doesn't say Yimchar, rather it says Vasruhu, sounds like it's Asr Bihana, and it's against Rava, Tiyufta, the Rava, Tiyufta, and therefore Rava, who's only an Amora, cannot argue on a Brisa. It sounds like at the end of the day, we paskin that it would be Asr. If a guy touches the wine, it would seem to be Asr, but no. But Halach L'maisa Bizman HaZeh, there's a big, big discussion whether or not that's really true. Bizman HaZeh, we don't say if he touches it, it's not Asr Bana anymore, but that's a big discussion. If you look at Tosos in the bottom, here, interesting Tosos, Shekadach B'Menekes, he quotes Shitas Rashi, Perisha Kuntris, that putting the straw in shenakav megufas achavis vehela yain derech haminekes vehu kana chalol shemotitz maalem bo hayain ad pivot. It's a straw. The kasha asks Tosfos, the lamili hela, why do you have to have come up? Afilu below hela nami litaser bana. Even without sipping it up, simply with touching it as an extension of the mouth with the straw should be enough. Kaven shenaga delo, since you touched it. Why do you have to have sipping up? Simply touching it with your straw would be an extension and therefore usr. So Tosa says it can't be referring to taking a straw and sticking it in. Rather, the Nira Perish Rashbam, if you go to the bottom of the Tosa's last few lines, the Nira Perish Rashbam b'shem Rashi. A different pshat. Sheminekes hu kana chalol shemanichen be'eis habatzir b'pe'achavis. It wasn't a straw that was detached and the guy put it in. It was actually attached to the chavis. It was like, you know, one of those like sippy cups where there's like a straw that comes up and down. It was connected to it. So he didn't put it, he wasn't magi, he didn't touch it. It's part of the barrel. They put it in be'esa batzer. When they would collect all the grapes and start pressing the wine, the barrel had straws connected to it. The rosha chutz l'chavis, and that the little straw was sticking out of the chavis. Uch shayayin tosis, when the yayin would begin to ferment and turn into wine, I guess it would bubble, I don't know how it exactly works, but it would somewhat overflow. For ola derech hanekev, and it would stop the foam up into that straw that's attached to the barrel. Ain't a no full karka, it wouldn't fall to the ground because that straw would give it some room to foam without having to spill over. If the chavis was just like this, it would foam over. But I guess it had such a way there was a straw going up, allowing it to foam up that straw, something along those lines. V'la'acha shagamar tisisaso, after the fermenting was finished, and then you don't need it to foam up anymore. Ain't no linoso, they wouldn't remove the straw. Ella mashvidoso, they would make it equal. They'd push the straw back in so it would be equal to the rest of the barrel. And the sod min pi hachavis, they'd then seal it. Upia menekes, and they'd cover up the barrel along with the straw. Uchsherot liftach kotchin bimenekes, when they want to open up, they'd open up that straw that was attached to it. Umotetz umala hayayim. So Tosis points out here, it's not where there's a separate straw that he puts in the barrel, because with touching it alone with that straw, that would render it usr. So it's a straw that's attached to it, he's not touching it, he's just sipping up through that straw, and that's why it's only usr once he starts sipping up that straw. There is a machlokas the Yushalmi brings, whether or not mage bepeh, if a goy touches it with his mouth, whether that's the same thing as being mage beyad. Mage beyad, we pass in his usr, but there's a suffix in the Yushalmi whether mage bepeh would be the same as mage beyad. I'm not sure why it would be any less, but that's a suffix that appears in the Yushalmi. Gemara now says, the last seven lines of the page here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Arza, Rabbi Yossi bar Nehorai, Hava Yasri, they're once sitting down, v'kashasi chamer, they're drinking wine. Asa, who gavra, a certain individual came by, Amrile, they said to him, Ta Ashken, come sit down, have a drink with us. They invited some random individual to drink with them. Labasar, de Rami, Lakasa, after they poured him some wine, Igloi Milsa, de Ovid Kacham, who realized that that individual just poured from their bottle of wine was a non-Jew. And now what's the status of that bottle of wine that he just touched? So the Gemara explains, it's a machlokas, they had a machlokas here. Chad aser, afil bana. One said that it's a mage b'yayin, he touched it, it's aser bana. The chad shari, but the other one said it's permitted, not only is it permitted b'hana, but afilu b'shtia. You could even drink the remaining wine in the bottle. So what's the machlokas, whether it's one extreme aser bana, or the other extreme it's mutter, even b'shtia. So Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, man the aser, the one who said it's aser bana, shapir aser, that makes sense why it was aser. Uman the shari, shapir shari, the one who says permitted also makes sense. So what's the svara? Man the aser, the one who says the remaining wine in the bottle is aser. Meimer amar, Rashi explains, the Ovid Kochavim says to himself, Salka daitach de rabbanan ki hani shichar kashasi. He thought that these chashir rabbanim, they're going to be drinking beer? There's always, rabbis don't drink beer. They drink something more sophisticated like wine. This, certainly this is the wine that they're drinking. So he said he took the opportunity, he knew this is wine and shook it, and therefore it's going to be aser. But man de shari, the one who thought that the wine was mutter, shapir shari, that makes sense as well. Why? Meme amar, the guy says to himself, does it make sense that two rabbis are sitting and drinking wine, they invite a guy to drink wine with them? Certainly not. It must be that they invited me to drink a beer. He didn't shake it. So therefore, since he didn't know what it was, so the question is, what was the assumption of the goy? What was he thinking? Would two rabbis drink beer or wine? Would they invite a goy to drink wine or beer? So both approaches make sense, whether you paskin it's aser or whether you paskin that it's mutter. So then the Gemara says, what do you mean? V'hokachazi, didn't he see what was going on? Can you see that clearly wine looks different than the way beer looks? So didn't he know what he was drinking? Gemara says, Bilayla, it was nighttime where it wasn't very lit, where they had some candles and he couldn't tell what was in the bottle. So he wasn't sure what it was, and that's why there's a suffix. V'hokamarechle, couldn't he smell it? The beer smell is very different than the smell of wine. Gemara says, B'chadasa, it was a brand new, freshly pressed wine or brewed beer where it didn't have a very strong smell to it, and therefore he couldn't tell. V'hokanagabe banala. So either way, how is that permitted? Wasn't it used with the natla? Did they have a definition for the word natla, by the way?
A ladle.
A ladle. So the way they had it was they wouldn't pour from a wine the way we have it. Rather, they had a big tub of wine, and they'd use a ladle to scoop up the ladle and to put in the into the cups. So once you use the ladle, isn't that itself considered a maga b'yayin? And we pass in maga b'yayin shel b'chavana aser. So when he puts the ladle into that big tub of wine, that's going to be a shikh, and that should be aser. How can anyone say it's mutter? And the Gemara says, lo tzricha no, de kamorik arik. It wasn't talking about where he was ladling it out. Rather, he took it was a bottle where he poured into it. And when he poured in, that's actually better than using a ladle, which Tosis points out, how does it make any sense? There's no greater nisach than pouring from a bottle. How is pouring from a bottle mutter? Why is using a ladle worse? So they explain, using a ladle is worse because you could shake it when the ladle's there. But the bottle, you don't shake. So the bottle, granted that wine in the cup is usher, because the pouring is going to make that wine usher. But the remaining bottle, the remaining wine in the bottle, points out Tosos, that never experienced a shikh, unless he shook the bottle, that he didn't experience any shikh, in which case it's better actually to pour from a bottle than it is to ladle something out. So the Gemara explains, again, lo tzricha, it's only a case, the kamorik oroke, where he's pouring it out, havle kocho shloba kavana. Granted, he moved it, but it was kocho shloba kavana, it's not considered maga. I mean, the two things, there's maga, and there's kocho. So maga, when you touch the bottle, that's not called maga. That's called kocho. When you put a ladle into scooping out, that is considered maga. That's an extension of my hand. So maga, we paskin, touching the wine itself through a kli, that would be aser even shaloba chavana. But kocho, pouring it, shaloba chavana, that we paskin, the Gemara says, kocho shaloba chavana, logo zubeir banam, that is not aser, that's actually mutter. So the whole shala here is whether it's really shaloba chavana or not. One opinion felt, well, the rabbis drink something sophisticated, so they were drinking wine, so he did it b'chavana. He thought this was wine and shook it, and therefore it's kocho b'chavana and aser. But the other opinion felt that, no, there's no way a rabbi would invite me, the goy, to drink with them wine. It must be that they're drinking beer, in which case he didn't have kavana of doing any type of nisach, and that's why you would say it's a mutter. Okay. Gemara now says, halfway down the page here, by Mune, Rabbi Asi. Rabbi Asi asks the following question. Rabbi Yochanan. Yain shemaschu ovid kochavu mahu. What's maschu? So Rashi explains that maschu is that shemazgu, what is, you diluted the wine, which is shenasin b'mayim l'takno l'shtia. The wine back then, shekein derech yenam chazak, the wine back then was very, very strong. Kishayinosinoso b'kos, when you place it into the cup, it was very, very strong. So what they would do is nosin b'mayim l'fisho chazak. They'd pour some water into it to dilute it, to make it drinkable. So the question is, so now I've got wine in my cup. And the goy comes along and doesn't touch the wine, but he puts water into the wine to dilute it. Is that going to be considered aser or mutter? So Amar Lai, he says, before asking the question, he says, answering the question rather, Ema mazgu, what's maschu? Why not use the word mazgu? Mazgu is the term that we use. Amar Lai, ana tigidchsiv kamina, because I'm using a pasuk. The pasuk that appears in Mishlei, it says, Tavcha tivcha mascha yena. So the pasuk in Mishlei uses mascha as diluting the wine. So he says, Amar Lai, lashon Torah la'atma, lashon chachamim la'atma. When we're talking in the Torah, we use the word mascha, but when we talk in learning, we use the word mazga. So mazga, let's go. Now after the question's been clear, the word mazga, when a goy does mazgu, they pour water into wine, maha, what's the din? What's the bottom line here? And before answering the question, Tosus does point out, though, those who know Tanakh, which does not include myself, but he does point out there is the word mazag does appear in the Pesukim, though. If you look at Tosus, Dir Maso Kedichsiv, Kamina, Mascha, Yena, Viafagav, Dichsiv, Nami, it says in Shir Shirma, Al Yechsar, Hamezeg, Hahu Meziga, Beyain Atzma, that's referring to being mosaic in the wine itself. I don't know what that means, really. Aval Mesichahu, Tikun, Mayin, Beyain. There are two types of mezigas. Mesicha is when you pour water into the wine. Mezigah is when internally somehow you dilute the wine. I don't know what that means exactly, how you dilute the wine without using water, but there's some other way, which is what's being described in Shir Shirim. Any suggestions how to do that?
Aerating.
Aerating, yeah.
None of that makes a difference.
Okay. No, that just gives more.
Okay, I don't know. So there's some other way to dilute the wine without using water. Somehow internally, that's meziga. But when the pasuk uses masecha, that's pouring water. So we're talking about the lashon chachamim. So we call meziga. So again, if the goy pours water onto the wine, what's the status of that wine? So Gemara says, Amar lei aser. It's aser. That wine is aser. Why? Mishum leich leich. Amina Nazira, Schor Schor Lakarma Lo Sikra. This is a phrase used often in the Gemara, that when it comes to Nazir, we say, run away from the wine. You don't want to even come near that wine. Run away. You see a vineyard, Sachar Sachar, go around it, Lo Sikra. Don't come close to the vineyard, stay far, far away. Meaning it sounds like Midaraisa, it's permitted, because all he did was pour water onto it, but just because he wanted to make an extra harchak, an extra distance here from the non-Jews and touching wine, so they said even if they dilute the wine, that would also be enough to create an iser. Look what Rashi writes first, what's usser here. Usser, afag abdelo naga, even though the guy never touched the wine, he just poured water onto it. Gazu rabbanan bekocha la'aser b'shtia. Chacham created an iser that you can't even drink it. Mishum harchaka avera, just an extra precaution, an extra siag not to drink any from avera. Ababa hana v'aday lo mitzar. When it comes to hana, you could certainly sell that wine. There is no iser hana. The lo adav min degia ayde davar acher shlo b'chavanam. This can't be any worse than if a guy touches a bottle of wine without being aware of what was going on. We also said that's mutter b'hana, or we said this yesterday's daf, right? Ki ahu denaga b'luleve b'chamra d'shari rab b'hana. So here as well, pouring water onto the wine can't be worse than touching wine shlo b'chavanam. So just like touching wine, a guy touches wine shlo b'chavana, it's although aser b'shtia, it's muter b'ana, meziga also would be muter b'ana. Tosus, however, argues Tosus the first wide line down, dimaschu shemaschu, shemazgu ovid kocham letakna b'shtia, aser af b'ana. Af agav de l'naga, mishim hachaka vera. He argues on Tosos, on Rashi rather, and says it's aser even b'ana. Okay. Look at the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiya ikle le sabasa. Rabbi Yirmiya once visited an older man, chaz v'chamer demazgi ovid kochavim ishtay Yisrael minay. And he saw that a guy was pouring water into wine, and a yid drank that wine. V'aser lei, and he said it was aser, mishum leich leich amina nazira. You tell a nazir, run far away from the wine, schor schor lekarma lo sikarev, don't go near the vineyard, go around it. Itmar Nami was also stated in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Amrili, others say in the name of Rabbi Yasi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Yain Shemazgu Ovid Kochavim, a wine that was diluted by a non-Jew. The lach is Aser Mishim Lech Lech Armina Nazira Schor Schor Lekar Malo Sikarev. Gemara now says last few lines of the Amud here. Reish Lakish Ikle Le Batra. He one time visited the city of Batra, and Aser Lahu, they asked him, I skipped a line, sorry, Lebatzer, Chazel Yisrael de Kachli Piri. So in this city of Batzer, he saw that a Yid was eating fruit, de lo ma'asri, without taking ma'aser first. V'asri lehu, he says, you can't do that, you have to first take ma'aser before eating the fruit. Rashi points out here, Chazel de Achli Piri, de lo ma'asri, v'asri lehu, de kasavar Batzer, he betzer ba midbar, be'eretz hamisha. He thought this was a city that appeared in Eretz Yisrael. V'chevin de Meretz Yisrael, chayavin be'peroseha, b'meiser. Since this city, as he thought at least, was in Eretz Yisrael, all cities of Eretz Yisrael, all fruits of Eretz Yisrael require meiser being taken before eating it. So that's stage one.
So he didn't know where he was.
He didn't know, exactly. He didn't know geography.
He just knew the name of the city.
Yeah, which itself is interesting. Then the Gemara says another meiser happened. Chazamaya de sagdile ovdei kochavim, v'shasi Yisrael. He saw there was some water that a particular guy was worshipping. He was bowing down to some water, some spring, and he saw a yid drinking, and he said it was asr to do so. So asr l'kami to Rabbi Yochanan. So they went to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish went to Rabbi Yochanan, and Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan says to his brother-in-law Reish Lakish, Amalei, ad mekat torach oleich zilhadar. Before you look at Rashi, ad kamat torach alach ve'od shebegadecha alecha, while your clothing is still on you, Chazer etzlam v'hitilem. Go back to those two psakim you gave and undo them. V'lo tishay afil noach mitarach haderach. And don't let yourself rest. Run back and tell the guy that he doesn't have to take ma'aser. We'll see in a second why not. And tell the other guy that water is not us. He's allowed to drink the water. Tosis is a little bit different here. Well, Tosis agrees to Rashi, but there's some other thought of what pshat here of this line was. The matik torach alecha zilhadar, Tosis says, perisha kunchus, he quotes Rashi, b'od shebegadech alecha chazar etlam, before you take off your clothing, go back, v'hitter lehem, v'lov tisha afilu noach mitorach adarach. That's all Rashi. The Yafa Kivan, Rashi was correct in his understanding, here's the explanation here. Dein Lafarish, don't say, apparently the way other Rishon may have thought the pshat was, shlo tafsi begadech barasecha. Some thought that you made a psak, and there's a thought that maybe you should have to pay for your mistakes. So it sounds like he was Reish Lakish was going to give his clothing off his back to pay for the mistakes he made. Don't say that. The b'shvil she ta'isa t'tarich l'shalim. Just because you made a mistake doesn't mean you have to pay. A dayan who makes a mistake, a rav who makes a mistake, doesn't need to pay for his damages. K'damrina meparakam of the Sanhedrin, the hamok minin lehasam. The only time a dayan or a rav has to pay for a mistake is only benasam v'nasam biyad. When he physically took money from Reuven and paid Shimon, and you made the mistake, then you have to take the money to pay back Reuven. But it's only if you physically took it. This case, he gave a psak, but he wasn't nasa v'nasan biyad. Another area would be the ode, says Tosos, d'havrei shlokesh mumcha lebezdin hava upatim milashalim. The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin a few places that the guy is a mumcha lebezdin, if mumcha lerabim, if he's really a expert and he makes a mistake. Part of that expertise comes along, there's some insurance you get with it for making mistakes, so you don't have to pay for your mistakes. So that's not pshat in the Gemara here. So again, what the Gemara means is, Reish Lakish is told by Rabbi Yochanan, don't settle in just yet, go back to Batzar, go back to that guy, tell them that the water's mutter and the fruits don't require meiser. So why not? So Gemara explains, Batzar, last line of the Amud here, Lav Hainu Batzar, there are two different cities here, one was called Batzar and one was called Batzra. Batzra was the city, one of the Ari Miklat, that was in Eretz Yisrael. But this is not Batzra, this is Batzar, completely different city. That's number one. And with regards to the Mayim, Mayim Sharabim Ein Nesarim. The water that's owned by the public, you cannot Aser that, you can never create an Iser, and therefore it's Mutter. How do we know that Mayim Sharabim can't be Aser? If someone worships it, doesn't it become a Neva, doesn't it become a Vodah Zarah? Rabbi Yochanan the Tame, this is Rabbi Yochanan the Shitaso, what does he hold in general? Going on to the top of Nun Tes and Aleph, we'll go down a few lines here. Damar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok Mayim Sharabim Ein Nesarim. If it's water owned by the public, you can never make it aser. Why? Because a person cannot oser davar she'enu shalo. I can't go to your backyard and start worshiping your tree. I don't have the ability. I can't aser that which isn't mine. But since the rabbim isn't owned by anyone, it's something that cannot be created in iser. So Gemara says, but that implies, that implies if it was owned by an individual, if he worshipped his own personal spring in the backyard, it would be aser. The tepiklei deha mechubar ninu. It's connected to the ground. And we know that which is mechubar lakarka cannot be aser. Even though goyim might serve mountains, we said mountains, since they're mechubar lakarka, cannot be considered avodah zara. They're not aser midin avodah zara. So water as well, it's considered mechubar lakarka, and there can't be an iser nevad. So the Gemara says, no, it's talking about lotzricha detal shinu gal. It's talking about where it was like mid-air, and therefore it was detached from the ground, and therefore you can make it aser. So if he worshipped this water that jumped into the air and he started to bow down to it, that water in the air would be aser. Gemara says that also doesn't make so much sense because sof avane ahar shenildelu ninu. There was a machlok, as we saw earlier, Rabbi Yochanan was one of these mandamrim, that if a rock is detached from the mountain and it was worshipped, there's a machlok is whether or not that's aser or not. One opinion thinks it's aser because now that's detached from the ground, it's no longer mechubar and would be aser. But others think, no, it's still mutter because you have to have tefisas adam. Adam has to acquire it for it to become owned by an adam, and only after an adam owns it will you be able to make it aser through bowing down. So now if we're saying Rabbi Yochanan clearly says if water becomes detached and someone bows down and becomes aser, so we should say tistaim de Rabbi Yochanan dama aseros. We should have concluded earlier when we had this discussion that Rabbi Yochanan is the man d'amar that says if you bow down to a rock, a boulder that was detached from the ground, you should say aser. But since we never said that above, that Rabbi Yochanan was tistaim, he was the one who said aser, it must be that that can't be the case here. So the Gemara finally says and clarifies, lo tzicha t'tapchina b'yada. He hit the water first. What's going on here? Look at Rashi, and we'll stop after this. The tafchino over kochavim biyadeh. When that water became detached from the spring, the guy hit the water milamata from underneath. This water that was midair, the talshan, it separated from the spring. After he scooped up the water, he bowed down to it. Hilkach yesh ben tvisas yedei adam. It has tvisas yedei adam by him grabbing it, by hitting it with his hand. That became tvisas yedei adam, and therefore once he bows down, it can be aser. It's not the same as a rock that detached on its own, which does not have tvisas yedei adam.
What do we pass in the end? If a guy takes it.